Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray that today you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray that the broadcast will be a blessing to you today. Lord, touch us today and help us to receive from your word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to tell you a Bible verse, and this is, I guess, one of my favorites, and every little child in Sunday school has heard about David and Goliath. You remember that Goliath was a big giant that came up against the Israelites. And he was a Philistine, and he had his army with him, and he come out in the morning, and he'd come out in the evening, and he would threaten God's people, and he would curse them. And the Israelites, though they were a mighty nation and a mighty warriors, they believed the lie that Goliath was telling them, and they became afraid and was afraid to fight him because they believed what he was saying. But there was a little boy named David who was a shepherd, and his dad told him to take his elder brothers who were fighting in Saul's army, take them some provisions and see how the fight was going. Well, when David got down there, there was no fight. They were, as you'd say, backed off in the bushes, afraid of the enemy. And David asked him, said, "What are you doing? Why is this going on?" And he told Saul, "Even though I'm a little shepherd boy, I'll go fight Goliath." You see, David knew that the battle was not his, it was God's. And this is what one of the things that David said just before that he went to face Goliath. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46, "This day the Lord will deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take off thy head from thee, and I will give thy carcass to the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." I love what David said. Not only did he want his people to know there was a God in Israel, but he said the whole earth. I love that. He said the whole earth. Let me tell you, when David went out to face Goliath, all he had was a slingshot and a few stones in his bag. But that was all it took to do the job. You see, it wasn't his weapon that caused him to be victorious. It was what was in his heart. His faith in God, knowing that the battle was not his, it was God's battle that gave David the victory. Today, I don't care what kind of giant you're facing in your life, whether it be health, financially, with your children, whatever kind of giant it is, our God is still able to make a way and give you the victory. But you cannot believe the lie of the enemy, which tells you you're never going to be better, tells you that things in our country's never going to get better, tells you all this stuff. Who are you going to believe? I want to ask you today, America, who are you going to believe? This world system? Or are you going to go to God's word? God has proven over and over and over that he takes care of his children. All we need to have is faith in God. All we need to know that God is able to deliver us. You know, I see people today that's lost their spiritual backbone, and Israel had lost their spiritual backbone that day. When David let that stone leave his slingshot, it found its mark, and just as he pronounced, Goliath went down, and God delivered Israel that day because one man among a whole army stood up and had faith in God. Let me repeat that. One, I say, shepherd boy stood up amongst a whole nation, and because of his faith in God, turned the tide. One shepherd boy stood up in faith. Can I ask for one woman or one man or one boy or one girl that today will stand up in faith and declare victory in our country and declare victory in our lives through Jesus Christ? Lord, I thank you for this day and thank you for your word. Give us courage. Give us a spiritual backbone to know with you all things are possible. Save souls. Redeem those, God, you've already shed your blood on Calvary that we could be forgiven. Bless this day, I pray, and give us a glorious day in Jesus. Thank you for your mercy and your goodness. And we pray this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.